Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 281. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
I was going to say something negative, but I'm like,
negative?
Well, we always say something positive, but I want to try to say something negative, and I'm like, I can't think of anything.
Why would you do that?
It's great. I don't know.
Negative.
Frowning
cats. It's terrible. It's a terrible day. It's a terrible week.
No. Frowning cats. That's right. Negative.
Frowning cats.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's negative. Nah. We'll get it. We'll start off on the right foot.
Even if it was a bad day or bad week, hey, for this time period in the week, it's always positive.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Correct.
So,
no, there. I'm just kidding.
How about that?
I was trying to be, I don't know.
Okay. Good answer.
Not me. I started to say abrasive, but I'm like, not really abrasive. I was just trying to be.
Someone to change things up, huh?
I was trying. It didn't work.
Just want to come out being negative.
I went, meow.
You don't come on, Mako, and be negative.
I know. There's no room for that. There'll be none of that.
Nate, cut his mic.
And I'm not even being inappropriate.
Yeah. That's true.
Well,
yeah.
There's time.
Night's young.
Yeah. We just started.
That's true. He's true story.
No, it's good. Yeah. It's been a pretty good week. Been warm and sunny.
Kids went to school today. So I
first
noticed.
Day of school, yeah.
First day of school.
That's right.
I asked Elijah, I texted him, said, how'd the first day go? He just said, it was fine. Just school. That's what he said. He's a sophomore now.
We keep saying, he is huge. Like, he just looked, there's pictures of him, you know, and I was like, gosh, he's big. William said that too. I think he said that when he was here last week. He's like, gosh, he's so big.
He is.
He's a grown boy.
Yeah, when I was eating dinner where he works at Sunday, he has a Gold's Gym t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And he definitely fills that shirt out. It's like, it's fitting.
What is the bathroom? The bathroom.
Definitely.
There,
yeah.
There.
Yeah. So one guy goes, hey, bud, can we get some? I mean, I'm making it sound like he's saying it rude. He goes like, hey, bud, can we get some plates? And Elijah's like, yeah. And the way he sounds older and he's a big guy. And I'm like, he looks like he just break the plates in his hands. But
here's your plate.
Yeah. But he's still lifting. And yeah, first day of school.
Yeah, that's cool.
Our preschool and pre-K will be starting next month at the church. So
he's a sophomore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got seventh grade, freshman, junior. And then I told Harrison, I said, you got to get to bed. You got school tomorrow. And he goes, never again, Dad. But Jenna made him.
Is Clara senior?
No, junior.
Junior, okay.
So, gosh, close enough, though. Like, she said, Harrison, send a picture of yourself when you're at the job site. So he did, and gave him a little thumbs up or whatever. And I said, well, if you want to, Harrison, you just drag all your siblings out of bed. Like before he left at 5:25 this morning. Mm. And I said, just drag them out of bed at 5 a.m. Like, take a picture with me. I'm like, they're not going to have it. But Claire was she's very particular about her pictures. Very particular.
Olivia was too.
Very particular. Yeah. And, they have to be a certain way, certain lighting. And hair has to be so. And she didn't have any shoes on and her feet looked fine, but she's like, no feet. And Jenna's like, no feet? What are you talking about, Claire? And she's like, fine, I won't get your feet. She's like, are you serious right now? And she goes, she went from, she's not going to listen to this anyway, but she went from being like a battle axe, like in a grumpy mood. And Jenna's like, I need to take your brother or your sister to school. So I got to go. So I want to take these pictures. And Claire just made her wait and wait and wait and wait. And she comes down and she's grumpy. And then as soon as it's time to pose, she's fine. And she goes, and they're all laughing at her. And Claire's like, fine, I'll just leave. If you're going to laugh at me, and Jenna goes, they're not laughing at you. Well, they kind of are. She goes, it's because you went from this grumpiness to everything's fine. And, picture perfect. And she goes, it's just humorous, Claire.
Yeah. Olivia was very particular too. Elijah's like, whatever. But Olivia had to have her hair perfect and the backdrop perfect. And
Dane drove the girls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the pictures this morning. That's cool.
Noelle, freshman. So.
Oh, okay.
And she's a senior, all grown up too.
So he went and picked her friend up and then picked her up.
Nice.
Took him to school.
Nice. Yeah, it's wild. It's just, you know, before summer, you know it, it'll be
summer went fast.
Fall break and then Christmas and then we'll be doing spring break and then back to summer.
Kids are all exhausted too. There's a picture I'll show you guys later, but of Claire and her boyfriend Braden, who's right across the street here, and they're laying on the couch and they fell asleep. And Jen took a picture of him. She goes, "Rough day." All the kids felt like William fell asleep. Harrison didn't fall asleep, but William fell asleep and Ella fell asleep. And she goes, "All the kids are asleep." She's like, "They are exhausted." I was like, "Is that a good idea?" They probably they won't sleep tonight. They sleep now, but I think they got to get acclimated, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's back to it, you know. Yeah, back to the grind. Different routine.
I walked with Augie this morning. And he's back at school. He was in school yesterday, but no kids. And then today, first day of kid, you know, with kids. And
yeah,
I said, "Are you ready for it?" He goes, "No, but it doesn't matter. Got to keep going." He's 24 years in. He said,
24,
so, which is what I've been doing OT. So he and I are both about the same in our career.
Yeah, I have my friend Erin that we dated in high school. Mm-hmm. She her open house was tonight, and then she starts with the kids tomorrow. So I told her, you know, good luck. And I in chapel time. We always have chapel every Wednesday at work. And Morgan, I don't know if you know him, Morgan Eggers, he's over the children's ministry. Mm-hmm. His presentation was to pray about the kids, the parents, and the staff.
Yeah,
and, or for teacher, school starting. Or teachers.
Teachers especially, and, right?
Yeah, and I he had six. He had six names for kids, specific names, and then teachers and then parents, mm-hmm. What their prayers were. And then he's like, but then, you know, he goes, we all know, aside from these people, you might have a teacher or a parent or a kid, you mm-hmm. know, that's going, starts back. And so, yeah, I said a prayer for Erin and a couple other teachers and, kid, you know, of course, Elijah. And, you know, so
when we were at church this, nice this Sunday, that. I thought about this from time to time, but this last Sunday, I thought about it specifically. I look and I am grateful for all that you do and the cleaning staff and everybody keeps that church going and looking good. And by the way, good job, by the way. But I'm serious. And all I could think was, and I'm listening to the message too, I promise. But I'm like, how do they clean some of this stuff? And like, I'll have to have Todd show me, like, how do you do some of this stuff? You know, like, that's a lot. That's a lot of area to cover. And has it been 200 years? They said it's about 200 year anniversary. I'm like, that's great. Or 2027 or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's coming up. They
said. I can't remember. But anyway.
So that's wild.
Yeah. Long time.
Anyway, shout out to you.
They just started out.
Oh, you're cleaning. It's amazing.
Thanks.
It really is.
Yeah, it started out just a few people.
Yeah.
A couple hundred years ago in a, you know, well, probably a little shack or whatever, something. And then it just, over the years, you know, got bigger and buildings and, you know. So
it's beautiful.
It's grown. Yeah. That's for sure. It's a healthy church. So.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, I'm glad everybody's having a good week. Mm-hmm. Hope the creepies are having a good week, good day, whenever they listen to this.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir. It is time for the dad joke of the show. And we have a special dad joke. It is from Sean's sister, Heather.
Oh, I've heard her. I've heard about her before.
Yeah. Yeah, I've met her a few times.
I know that
sweet
girl.
Gal.
She is.
So this is from Heather. So she sent it to her brother, and Sean sent it to me, and I liked it. So I'll just give a quick shout out to Heather for this dad
that's
joke.
Right. The deal is she has to listen to this episode. Right?
The deal is though she has to listen to this episode. Yes, and then that's fine. and her nephews. Mm-hmm. Okay, here it is, the dad joke of the show. So Frankenstein joined a bodybuilding competition. And then he realized that he misread the requirements.
Yeah.
He's like,
a bodybuilding competition. Mm-hmm. And misread the requirements, Nate.
Do you know where she gets her sense of humor? Her big brother.
Oh.
That's her now. She's like, no, that's not true at all. That's why she's so sweet, too. No.
Yeah.
It's probably not why she's so sweet, but.
She gets that from her mom.
She definitely gets that from her mother, yes.
Sweet Jackie. Why that called Jackie if you're not. Oh, Miss Jackie. Oh, shoot. That is good. That was a good joke. Thank you, Heather, for that. And that is the dad joke of the show. And you are welcome as always.
That's right.
So
I love you, Heather.
And stitches.
Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, all right. Oh. You got it. All right. Hey. Keep the.
He's laughing on the inside.
That's true. All right. Well, thank you, Heather, for that. Sean, first announcements.
I got him over here. We come together every week for the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy, and the fun. But the most important thing that we do is continue to build a mental health community. So we want you to get help out there. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And don't settle. We've talked about that before.
That's right.
If you don't find the right person right away, keep looking.
That is very true.
On Mondays on the job site, it's sort of like a all hands group meeting. And safety usually has a couple topics to go over. And they mentioned the 988, you know, suicide prevention.
Good. And that is good.
Saying like, you know, you guys are... spend more time together than your own family, so you're more or less a family out here and know each other's behaviors. And if you see somebody's off, then have a conversation with them, talk with them.
Yeah. And
if you need help, if it's going in that direction, get a hold of 988. They'll help you out. And so, yeah.
That's cool.
Suicide's
it's a big deal.
Pretty up there in construction.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I didn't know that until you mentioned that a few months ago. I would have never thought about that. But
you've never worked with Nate before, huh? I'm just kidding. It's not that. No, it's wonderful. Actually,
grief.
That's terrible, right? No, sorry.
There's your negative.
Guys are jumping off the building to get away from me.
No, I just would have never thought that.
That's a little dark humor, wasn't it? I'm sorry.
Yeah. But
when you said all hands, now this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, so I probably shouldn't say this, but this is interesting. From the Addams Family, do you guys know who played the hand?
No.
Or the thing. But do you know whose hand that was? Mm-mm. It was the same guy that played Lurch. They made a table that he would stretch out and put his hand through and do all the movements and stuff. He's supposed to, I think it was always the right hand, but every once in a while he'd switch to the left just to see if anybody noticed, and apparently nobody ever did. And when he and Thing had to be in the same scene, it was one of the cameramen or, you know, producers or something that would do it. But I never knew that. And they said that in the credits, they would kind of play with you too, because the Thing would say played by himself or the Thing or whatever. And so they just kind of played with it, but they never gave him actual credit, but it was kind of like a, you know, a known secret or something among the cast. But so it's kind of cool. Anyway,
back to 988.
That's right, exactly. I know.
Definitely get help.
All hands on deck, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Don't hold it in. Don't get frustrated if the therapist or whatever doesn't jive with you or you don't jive with them.
Yeah, because it does happen.
Reach out to our group. Message us. That's why we're here. And if you need to post something on our group, Facebook group, you know, just need to vent or whatever, do so. That's what it's for. So that is what it's for. We got to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
Got to rally. And sometimes you need just somebody to rally for you.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And typically, I mean, you got to keep your head up. It's not a fast turnaround.
No.
It's not a talk to somebody once and you're cured. No. It's
a process.
Ongoing battle.
Yeah.
Uphill climb a lot of times. Yeah.
Yep. So you got to try to stay positive and keep pushing forward day to day.
Up mountain climbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not going to turn around, you know, like you said, in a day. So it's just something you got to keep working at and working on and keep at.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we love you guys out there. So get the help you need professionally, or like I said, or just need a kind word, or you just need a vent, just go to our Facebook group, and that's why we're here. So anyway, special announcements. Don't really have special announcements other than Nate, I know, says, you know, it's getting closer to Halloween.
That's true.
But that is true. Each week,
shorter.
We are getting a week closer, I guess.
Days are getting shorter. I'd like to say it's getting cooler.
I noticed that this evening.
It's a little cooler.
It's
cooler in the mornings and the evenings, but it's and darker, not cooler, but
it's
still warm.
But I did notice, so I was like, it's a little darker, you know, a little bit, but that's how it goes. And then soon we'll be going, it's getting, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. School year will be over before you know it.
That's right.
So no really special announcements. So I guess we're to Sean again. What are we talking about for this topic?
We are talking about my topic, and it is Poveglia Island.
Oh, nice.
You like how I said that?
Wow.
And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Poveglia.
Poveglia.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to have that for a last name, like Nate Poveglia.
I know. I have to shorten it just for fun. Poveglia Island is widely considered one of the most haunted places in the world due to its dark history as a quarantine station, which we've talked about those before, mm-hmm. for plague victims and a psychiatric hospital. The island's reputation stems from the estimated 160,000 deaths that occurred there, with victims buried in mass graves or burned, leading to legends that the soil is composed of 50% human ash. That's a lot of human ash.
That's a lot of ash.
It's a lot of ash.
Very creepy. Very, yeah. It's got a, what is the word? It's got a ominous...
Aura.
Aura. Thank you. That was the word. That was the word. Yeah. Aura. It's just, ooh, man. Hmm. I'd love to go, they don't let people.
You like the creepy?
I like the creepy.
This is the Italian. This is the Italian.
Hey. Yeah, so that was a good pick, by the way. I like this
Thank
place.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've known about it. I have known about it. Mm-hmm. Been on social media before.
Nobody's allowed to be on it either, right?
No. They used to, but not anymore. Mm-hmm. That's the sucky part.
Psychiatric hospital closed in 1968.
Wow.
So quite a while back.
I was -3. Hmm. Poveglia comprises a group of three islands, with two being naturally formed and the third resembling Venice through the use of wooden pillars and layers of earth. One island is entirely vegetation. The other houses the main buildings. And finally, the smallest is an octagon used as a small fort to protect the island and act as a fort before reaching Venice. You'll find Poveglia. I'm surprised we're saying that. Well, floating off the southwest end of now the Lido di Venezia. Today, the island only hosts a few small buildings on the main island, which is entirely abandoned.
I like that. Lido. I like that. Yeah. That's what it says. Something. Small islands between Venice and Lido. In the Venetian Lagoon.
Yeah, so Venetian Lagoon. Yeah.
It was a quarantine station for 100 years, and it started in 1776.
It's a long time ago.
Something happened in that year. I can't remember what.
That's a decent amount of time.
Long time, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because they said the island first welcomed inhabitants in the 7th century.
Yeah.
Good Lord, that's a long time. And throughout the following years, it grew into a peaceful little community that avoided invasions occurring on the mainland. By avoiding the mainland, they also were lucky enough to avoid taxes, creating a very happy community. That would make me happy. They would often trade with nearby Palestrina, but mostly avoided the Italian peninsula. So a little more history for you.
Hmm. So there was a lot, since the closing in 68, there's decades of neglect, mm-hmm. and the northern part of the island was granted as a concession for development as a public park. So, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, landing on the island is prohibited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They say people do still try to.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's all
sneak on there and they get
YouTubers.
Oh, yeah.
The TikTokers.
They get in trouble. This says in 1793, two ships who stopped for a check were noted to have several cases of the plague. They were forced to stop here, and from then on, the island became a plague quarantine site. With Venice's other two quarantine islands of Novo and Larizzotto Vecchio, sorry, Italy, if I'm botching them, mm-hmm. both full, patients were now sent here to Poveglia. Even after the plague had subsided, it maintained its role as a quarantine station for ships en route to Venice. In the 20th century, it transformed into the site of a psychiatric hospital. And then today, the island remains completely deserted and is government owned. However, there have been several endeavors to sell it to private owners. I bet people are trying to buy that all the time.
Hmm. You did. You said it goes all the way back to the 16th century, which is wild. And this says after the 6th century, there was an invasion of the cities and the mainland. The island was used by settlers as a refuge, and it became a fortified settlement with a castle. By 864, Poveglia had become a fully inhabited center based on fishing and the production of salt. Poveglia was destroyed during the War of Mm-hmm. Chiogagi? Gogagia? I don't know. Sorry, Italians again. Between the Republic of Genoa and the Republic of Venice in 1378 to 1381, leaving behind only tens of inhabitants. Hmm. From 1772, it was managed by the Magistrate for Health and used as a quarantine station for incoming ships and their cargo from 1793 until after the Second World War. In 1922, the existing buildings were converted to nursing home, long-term care facilities until its closure in 68, like Nate said. And now it's state property.
Mm-hmm. The island still has thriving grape vineyards.
Oh, really?
And people, I did not see that. Some people dare to visit the island these days to go harvest the grapes.
Oh.
And they flourish there because of the 50% of bodies. Being human.
Yeah, that's really ash. Weird.
Creepy. Yeah, the ashy soil helps them grow.
We're good to grow in, huh?
That's yeah. So when you eat those grapes, you're eating people.
50.
Oh, great. Oh, wait.
50%.
So we're cannibals.
And growing, huh? Ugh.
Yeah, that's really
kind of weird.
Eerie.
It's weird.
Kind of gross. This said the exact... Did you already say about the number of victims? Did you already say that?
I said some. Yeah. No. We're,
it said...
160,000, I think.
It said... Like okay, I'll have to kind of back up some of this you did say. 50% of the island is made of human ash. Mm-hmm. At least one... Or, I'm sorry. At least that is one of the rumors floating around. With all the victims of the plague, the hospital didn't know how to get rid of the bodies, so they decided to burn them. While this does sound reasonable, research shares a different story. The exact number differs, but it seems there were about 100,000 victims. That's a lot. And rather than being burned, they were left in so-called plague pits. Hmm. It's tough to say which version of the story might be creepier.
Hmm. Sounds sanitary.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
So I would not want to live back
there. I mean, that's a lot of people.
The mental hospital opened... in 1922, and
I mean, even that's a long time ago. Right? Yeah. I mean, like, mm-hmm.
So the arrival of droves of mentally disturbed patients to the island only served to enrich the legend of it being a place to avoid. The isolation and privacy offered by the island also allowed the disreputable scientists and doctors to do as they pleased to their patients.
Ooh. And they say once you went to this island, you didn't.
You weren't getting off.
You were done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were done.
Pretty much stuck. Yeah.
This goes, I mean, the history of it is really interesting. So the buildings and structures, the surviving buildings on the island consist of cabana, a church, a hospital, an asylum, a bell tower, housing and administrative buildings for the staff. The bell tower is the most visible structure on the island and dates back to the 12th century. It belonged to the Church of San Vitale, which was demolished under Napoleon's orders in 1806. Hmm. The tower was reused as a lighthouse. A bridge connects the island where buildings stand with the island that was given over to Trees and Fields. The octagonal fort, which we talked about, is on a third separate island next to the island with the buildings, but unconnected to it. The fort consists solely of an earthly rampart faced on the outside with brick. Hmm. Yeah, that's awful. About the it talks about the 100,000 people and the plague pits.
Yeah,
yeah. It said one.
Oh, thank
of,
you.
One of the treatments obviously was lobotomies.
Yeah,
and there's one particular demented doctor who worked there.
There always is.
Yeah,
Doctor so Demento.
He would he would perform them. On numerous patients against their will, and the procedures were heinously wicked and painful, too. Ew. He used hammers, chisels, and drills with no anesthesia or concern for sanitation.
Jeez. Mm. Yeah, I think this might be the same guy you're talking about. This said the heading is the psychiatric hospital era and paranormal claims. It says... Another version of the story says that the asylum's director went crazy and jumped off the clock tower. But according to legend, it wasn't the jump that caused his death. It was a mysterious fog. Mm. This doctor was known for being a bit mad and for doing experiments on patients, including performing several lobotomies. So I would imagine he has the same
disease. Yeah, this is saying that the doctor began to suffer his own mental torture.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. He deserves it.
And was pursued by the island's multitude of ghosts. Eventually, he lost his mind and climbed to the top of the bell tower and flung himself to his death below.
Hmm. Yeah, that'd do it.
Hmm.
This says, despite being officially closed to the public, the island remains a focal point for ghost hunters and urban explorers. Local Venetians largely avoid the island, believing it to be cursed, and the area is patrolled to prevent unauthorized entry. In 2025, a group called Poveglia per Tutti,
Tutti, per Tutti,
just your little Tutti, secured a lease to, I'm sure it means something elaborate, but lease to transform the northern part of the island into a locals only urban park, aiming to reclaim the space from its haunted mystique and provide a public green space for residents.
Hmm.
But we like the haunting.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need the green space, fine, but we like mystique.
Yeah. They, about that doctor, it says, however, even though you might frequently encounter this story in different narratives about Poveglia, it actually originated in U.S. television series like Ghostbusters. There is no concrete evidence to support the existence of such a doctor on the island or any record of a suicide attempt, but there was an asylum on the island. So, yeah, I don't know if it's true or not, but it's still creepy to think about. It
says there's legends that tell on the island that patients of the psych ward and the psych hospital often would see the ghosts of plague victims and see the tortures in the visions of this, what happened to them. The stories, unfortunately, cannot be fully confirmed, so it remains a mystery of the island.
Mm-hmm. Like you said earlier, with more than 100,000 plague victims and mental patients buried on the island, it is no surprise that human bones continue to wash up on its shores.
Oh, that's creepy.
This fact alone is enough to creep out any potential visitor or buyers. Even fishermen stare clear of the island shallows for fear of picking up human bones in their net.
Mm. That's wild.
Wow.
What do you do with those?
I didn't think about fishermen.
I make art out of the bones.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't.
Put them in ossuary.
Yeah, the pictures are, yeah. I'll have to look at it. I wish they did open it up to, you know, investigations or tours. I think it would be quite interesting.
I saw something about that. This is not it, Italians, but I heard in Greece that there's so little space in Greece that you basically rent land to be buried in for 5 years. And once after 5 years, you're basically exhumed and your body's pretty much just bone. You're not allowed to cremate because you're like, oh, you just cremate them. They take the bones, they put them in like a bag or a container or whatever, and then they put them in the church, and eventually your bones work their way to becoming part of, you know, the ossuaries and the bone, you know, whatever we see and all those kind of things. But that's pretty wild.
I just saw something about that. Did you see?
It was on a reel or a TikTok. Did I send that to you guys?
I don't know. I might have. So I just saw that yesterday or the day before.
I was like, I did not know that in Greece you only get your cemetery plot for 5 years. And then
I heard about it.
You're out.
Yeah. It's only, and then you get put up. Yeah.
And I actually checked out because some of these things I'm like, oh, that's amazing. And it's like, it's not real. But that one was real.
More about the alleged evil doctor, if he were
evil.
True.
If that is his real name.
Another part of the sadistic doctor story that is worth mentioning. The legend says that one way or another, he fell to his death from the mental hospital's infamous bell tower. Maybe he fell or maybe he was pushed. Nobody knows. However, some elaborate on the legend and claim that the doctor was seized, still alive, by some of his lobotomized patients.
Oh.
And bricked up in the wall of the bell tower.
Oh, wow.
Other versions say that the patients placed him in the bell tower after he was dead. Locals to this day claim that the doctor's spirit is still in the tower and remain there forever. And that on quiet nights, if you are listening closely, you can hear him ring the tower bell.
Oh, I like that. It's a creepy legend. Real or not, I like it.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Talks about how a lot of people were, you know, the, we've talked about the plague and, you know, how the doctor's masks that make them look like a bird or the beaks, you know, that they wore. It says, imagine being very, very sick. You were taken away from your home and your family and put on a boat full of dead and near dead people. You know your days are numbered, and then you see the doctor. He wears a strange mask with a bird-like beak. What kind of horror must these people have endured in their final moments? I can't even imagine how terrifying this must have been. That doctor's beak, by the way, was filled with herbs that would, quote-unquote, purify the illness. Well, that wasn't very helpful, for we know that the plague was caused by a bacteria, not a virus.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would not be one of... That's not one of the visions I would want to see, these plague doctors running around. That it is creepy to look at this time, you know. And I'm sure it was back then too. I'm surely it wasn't like, oh, that looks normal. No, just weird.
I got a story from a guy, girl, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They start out talking about the, they said 160,000 infants and adults. Still, whether it's 100,000 or 160,000, it's a lot. And then he talked about the doctor killing himself. And then it says, this particular goal of traveling to Poveglia was far from easy for me. As a child, I was haunted by horrific nightmares that would keep me up all night or send me running to the safety of my parents' bed more times than I care to remember. As a result, I've yet to even watch a horror film from start to finish. After sitting through Paranormal Activity, covering my eyes for the last 10 minutes, I spent the next week avoiding my basement like the plague. You could say that when it comes to things that go bump in the night, I react about as well as the cowardly lion. But at the end of the day, this was something I needed to do, and I wasn't backing down. Getting to the island was surprisingly easy. I decided that paying 180 euros for the short boat ride was far too much and went out in search of a better deal. Shockingly, the first captain I talked to was willing to make the trek for only 130. Mm. After reading countless stories online about the locals who refused to approach this place and the amount of time other people had invested in finding a soul brave enough to take them there, I was convinced I was going to be in for much more of a fight. When we got to the island and I watched him pull away, things didn't really hit me the way I thought they would. Being 30 degrees outside, sunny, and watching the hundreds of boats zooming by, it wasn't exactly haunting. Even the mental institution, while admittedly spooky, lost some of its charm in the cloudless sky above. All of this changed when the boat motors quieted and darkness fell. Being without a flashlight, headlamp, now see, Nate would have a headlamp, mm-hmm. and a flashlight, headlamp or torch, I was at the mercy of the shadows and the looming silence that gripped me. Laying 10 feet from the institution, I was frozen in place, afraid that even the slightest sound would wake the dead. My mind became a slave to the various creaks and moans of the building, working overtime and twisting my imagination like a drug-induced hallucination. It was all too much for me, but I had nowhere to run. I grabbed my pack and bolted to the dock about 50 feet away, praying for rescue, but I was imprisoned and escape was impossible. I'll read just a little bit more. I slumped down on the dock and tried to calm myself, but there was no way in hell I was going to be to my original resting place. The thought of the 160,000 burning bodies and the evil doctor was too much to overcome. So I slid into my sleeping bag on the dock and prayed for the sweet embrace of a dreamless sleep to bring me safely to morning. But sleep wouldn't come. No amount of ambience would have helped me in the situation. I was at the mercy of my surroundings, and all I could do was take whatever the island decided to throw at me. For the next 7 hours, I stayed completely still with my eyes and ears wide open and my brain conjuring up horrible scenarios surrounding my untimely death at the hands of the living dead.
Ooh.
That was well written.
Wow.
That was very vivid. I could visualize what they were going through. Yeah. That's pretty wild.
Here's another story. Years after Poveglia Island's mental hospital was shut down, a family decided to purchase the island, intending to build a private holiday home there. Mm. They arrived and got settled in on the first day, excited to begin their new adventure. But that very first night was filled with such horrors that within hours the family fled, never to return. Uh-huh. They reported that their daughter's face was nearly ripped off by an angry resident entity.
Wow.
That's wild.
That's a little harsh.
Jeez, yeah.
Ripped off, huh?
Never Ooh. Heard that before.
Good night, no. We always think we've heard it all, and we haven't.
I did not.
We have not.
Did not expect that.
these mass graves, they say that, you know, with the lure of vampires and things like that, there is, they found, says when the mass graves were discovered, the researchers stumbled upon something unsettling. In some graves, they found skulls with large pieces of rock clamped between the jaws. Every time when a victim had died, a death pit was reopened. Sometimes a recently buried corpse had blood dripping from his or her mouth. Decomposition gases blew up the corpse, which sometimes caused internal organs to rupture. The blood coming from these organs found its way through the mouth. Gross, but that's how it works. But they didn't know that back in the 16th century. Back then, they believed the person had to be a vampire who was feasting on other corpses. Can you imagine that it's you who was to reopen a pit, which is disturbing enough, and you would discover a corpse who's got blood dripping from its mouth. The horror. I guess I'd never sleep again. In the 16th century, the solution to slay a vampire was to put a stone in his mouth so it would starve. I hope they had good counselors back then.
Sheesh. No kidding.
It's rough, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think I would go here by myself, but I would go definitely with a group.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd, you know, I'm usually like, oh yeah, I'll stay the night. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would stay the night on this island or one of the islands, I guess. Technically, I guess there's three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Here's another story here. It says, from time to time, curious ghost hunters and urban explorers attempt to visit the island, some even daring to spend the night. Many have fled in terror before dawn. One group of Americans had to be evacuated by authorities after insisting they were being tormented by demonic spirits. Stories like these only add to Pabeglia's sinister reputation and the lingering sense that the dead are not at rest. That would do it. If you're thinking you got demonic spirits after you, that'd be a little much.
Did you guys talk about Little Maria and Petro?
Nope.
Petro. All right. It's not hard to imagine the place is overcrowded with restless souls. Fishermen claim to hear screams and moans from the island, and they say that the bell in the tower can be heard sometimes, which would be impossible because the bell itself has been removed years ago. Little Maria is a spirit that has been seen on the island for over 400 years. This young child most likely died from the plague. She roams the beach while she cries in a heartbreaking way. There's also some spirits from the time used or when it was used as a psychiatric hospital. Petro, a man with two amputated legs, used to race his wheelchair through the hospital. People claim they can hear his phantom wheelchair racing up and down the corridors. There's Frederico grins and laughs out loud the entire day, and the spirit of a young female is seen regularly as well. Frederico must have been somebody on this like tour or something. She has a terrifying expression on her face. People say she's scared of the mad doctor who still performs his sick experiments here. A pair of huge eyes has been seen just below the water surface, and people see faces behind the windows of the hospital. Sheesh.
Yeah, I bet
I feel like they're being watched around the hospital, and you get emotional.
That's what I was gonna say about the feeling about being
sorrow, all those things. Yeah.
I mean, just all those people that died and the horrible things. Yeah, it's not surprising. You would feel like you're being watched, or
nobody left this either back then, or if you go see it now, you would not leave unshaken from the energy of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, with so many deaths on such a small island,
yeah.
I mean, that's a cesspool of energy and history and bad juju.
Yeah, I don't think anything was positive about this place, was it? Have we said anything that was...
So really, I just found a terrible overhead picture. I mean, it's not very big.
No, it is not. They talk about a lot of graffiti. It says, graffiti and ghosts. It says, along the walls, graffiti in Italian covered the crumbling plaster. Much of it was scrawled with references to ghosts and demons and even a few pentagrams. It was obvious that local kids had broken in using the tower for parties, dares, and maybe even their own ghost hunting adventures. And again, I just hate that. I hate when they do the graffiti on these places. It's just disrespectful. And
that's not good, yeah.
No, and if you're going to reference demons and pentagrams and all that, that's even worse. Like, can you draw like some flowers? Snoopy, I don't know. Yeah, it's too bad that people treat these places like that, but it's what happens, I guess. Yeah, this website that I'm reading from is called Venture the Planet, and it has all kinds of awesome pictures of the inside and outside. It's it's one of the best ones I've seen. Even has a rotting bridge that connected to the other side of the island where a plague pit exists.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow, yeah.
If you look up venturetheplanet.com, or I guess Venture the Planet, Pabegaly Island, it's got excellent pictures of the outside and inside of this place. Very cool.
It is. It's a cool, historic, creepy, and it is. It's like you already said. I would not want to go on my own for sure.
No, I don't.
No, thank you.
Don't have any desire to do that. No. They said Venice itself. It says Ghosts of Venice. It says whoever
do Venice sometimes, don't we?
Yeah. Whoever wrote this says, in my opinion, nighttime is the best time to see Venice. After returning, I left my friends behind and purposely lost myself in the maze of alleyways and canals. It was in these quiet, shadowy corners that Venice's own ghosts seemed to stir, whispering their stories from centuries past. So they show like a three, four pictures of Venice at night, kind of lit up, kind of neat. But it would be neat to see. But no, I'm not staying the night, and I'm not going by myself. So that is on record.
Yeah, no. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else you guys have on Pabeglia? Any other ghost stories or any other?
Said deaths were likely plague victims because at the time the island was sealed off to prevent the spread of disease. Still, what a legacy to have. Acres of bodies left untouched. Mm-hmm. We can only hope that somehow, some way, their spirits rest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sad. It's just no way else to put it.
I can only imagine that some of them are absolutely not at rest. Yeah. Especially the ones with rocks in their mouth, right? Like, what did I do?
I'm not
a vampire.
Like Nate said, it's not a very big place, and that's a lot of bones
to contain.
A lot of bodies, right?
This says, if you ever get the chance to visit a mass burial ground, here's our advice. Tread carefully, and don't be surprised if you end up with a ghostly tag-along.
Oh. That ain't good either. When we go places, we don't want people...
Don't need no hitchhikers. Spirits,
yeah, no hitchhikers. You stay there. I go home. You stay at your place. Yeah. That's not cool. Yeah, this is a very interesting place based just on the history. Like, forget the paranormal ghost stuff. It's creepy, eerie, and sad just from actually what did happen.
The creep of deep, right?
Yeah. All the bodies and the plague and just, yeah. And, you know, who knows? Yeah, who knows if that doctor really did jump off the tower or not, commit suicide.
Or pushed, yeah.
Allegedly.
That's right. That was the other part of it, yeah. He was chased, you know. Either way, it's an interesting place, so. Yeah, I bet they do. I bet they do have a lot of people try to buy it all the time. You know, people want to own this place. And
yeah, and if you did, and if you could, then what? You know, like, I think I'll stay the night. I'll break it in. Ugh. Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Now what?
What do we do? Okay, yeah. Let's get a restaurant.
Are you gonna hire people to help out? Like, it's probably gonna be hard to get, you know, locals to help because they know the lore and the history and the
way they'd go around
possibility of, you know, something happening. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe there are people that would be desperate to help and make money. I don't know. So
it showed a picture from 1889, plague mask and tools for disinfecting letters discovered on Pabegaly Island. And look at that. It looks like the Elephant Man. They were disinfecting letters that came on just before the turn of the 1900s. Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah, those are scary themselves.
Right? Just, that's what I'm saying.
Why was the mask made that way, though? Like the bird? Was it for the distance?
They put like the herbs, peppermint and
different herbs that they thought would help to keep the disease at bay for the doctors.
And while they're breathing, not smell all the death.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Peppermint and stuff.
That's why it had to be so long? That's why I had to be. That's my point. Guess. Can't you just do it with a short? That's what I'm saying. Why did it have to be like a long beak?
I don't know. Look creepy. Well,
I mean,
I don't exactly know, except for like they said, just to have a place to put the.
They have those herbs. Masks at Spirit Halloween.
Yeah,
Spirit, and I'm like, they're spooky. They're creepy. Just in the, you know, in the costume section.
So I'm looking at Google Maps, and I'm looking at Venice.
Okay.
Just south of there is an island, and has a JW Marriott Venice Resort.
I've stayed at a JW Marriott here in Indiana.
That would be, this place would be pretty cool. It'd just be like on your own little resort island.
Yeah.
Looks like it has a bunch of gardens and stuff.
Yeah. Huh.
That's pretty cool.
I'm in. All right.
Rooftop pool.
We gotta change our whole mindset. This says the island around Venice was nothing more than dumping grounds for corpses and the living dead who wandered in packs until dead or worse were buried alive.
I found it.
The island was patrolled by doctors who wore ghoulish bird-like masks with their beaks stuffed with herbs that were supposed to prevent the bacteria from entering their respiratory system. So that's the design they thought was going to save them.
I just don't get the length
of it. These three islands are just south of that Marriott Resort. Okay. So you potentially could swim there.
That's okay.
It'd be a long swim.
That's okay.
Fishermen don't want to fish.
I can swim, but
swimmers don't want to swim.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to be what I'm going to do. But would you be able to see the island? Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think so. But you'd see the north side of it, which is the third island of it, because it has like a channel. It's like one body, then a channel.
Yeah,
then I saw the main body, and then the octagon one right below it.
And that doesn't have the bell tower. I can't remember which one the bell tower's on.
Bell tower's on the middle one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where the big structure of the hospital and everything is.
Yeah.
The north island, looks like there's like a somewhat of a crude bridge between them. It's just foliage, trees, and that kind of stuff. All the buildings around the middle one, and then obviously the octagon one.
Crazy place, huh?
Yeah,
it is
crazy place.
Sort of reminds me of Alcatraz.
Anytime that quarantine station just gives you kind of the heebie-jeebies, you know, it's like, no thank you, it sounds like a place I'll pass on. I think it's terrible that the psych patients had to hear the screams and the hollers and the visions of, you know, all the plague victims. I think that's, you know, and they are psych patients, so they probably see all kinds of things, but that's pretty disturbing.
I read something. It hasn't been confirmed with Martin Scorsese, but they say that this was the island of inspiration for Shutter Island.
You know, I've seen part of that, and I need to finish that.
It's kinda pretty good.
It kind of died out on me and popped up on my, like movies you might like. And I'm like, oh gosh, I haven't seen that. Yeah. I started watching it, it's probably 10 years ago. I was probably half hour, 40 minutes in.
It's time to finish.
Yeah, I do. Cause
just press play.
Just press play. All right, I have to watch that again. Or watch it all.
Did I tell you guys that we saw the new Spider-Man movie, by the way? It's excellent.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. The boys have, but...
And they do there's a part where Spider-Man and his buddy that doesn't remember anymore, Ned, he's quoting when they're starting to rekindle, not to give anything away.
But you are.
But I am a little bit, and he goes, if you're talking about the dragon incident, I was, you know, I was barely involved in it's Lord of the Rings, and then they start bantering back and forth, and William goes, what's that about? And I was like, that's Lord of the Rings, that's J.R.R. Tolkien, and Harrison was like, that's Lord of the Rings, but I was like, I love that part, you know, so, but that made us think about, like, who likes Lord of the Rings, who doesn't like Lord of the Rings? So Harrison's never watched it, and William's never watched it. So I was like, "You guys got to sit down."
Don't submit those poor boys.
I know, right? And Brooklyn said the same thing. I said, "Now we've made this deal with Todd that we'll sit down with him nine hours unedited, 12 hours or more unedited.
No,
and no pee breaks.
It'll never happen.
And none of them, nobody takes it.
I would stay the night on Pabegli Island
Before you'd watch before Lord I'd of watch the Rings, Lord that of edited.
Rings. Good grief.
No pee breaks.
Anything else on Paveglia? Mm-mm. I just like saying Paveglia.
Paveglia.
It's an island.
Yeah.
It is.
Three. It's an island times three. Mm-hmm. Creepy. Mm-hmm. Historic. Yeah. Old. And
Italian.
You're not supposed to go there.
Yeah, that's right.
You could get arrested.
That is correct.
But somehow, some way, some people do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That guy with the backpack, like no flashlight, like what are you doing?
Yeah. Are you, like, yeah.
You were like the prepared. Most, yeah, like the most unprepared person.
You were just asking to die.
And he wrote about it. Like, I don't think I would write about it.
Are you really going to go hunt ghosts?
Good night.
You don't have nothing.
You're going to become one is what you're going
to
do.
So he just laid there for 7 hours waiting for it to be picked up.
Yeah.
Oh God. What if something did happen? Like, good grief. All right. Well, that was good. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think the creepies will enjoy that topic. Paveglia Island, so go check it out. Nate, I'm going to start. I'm going to go with the middle. I think he's going to lighten it up. Middle-aged moment. Because this was so dark and depressing and sad. A lot of death.
That doesn't deter him. I'll go dark side.
It's dark side.
Oh, son of a gun.
I want to go deeper. Sorry, I know.
I've learned this.
You used to read me so well, and now
I was like 90%. Now I'm like 25. If that.
On a good day.
If that.
On a good week.
Yeah.
This is Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. This made me think of like how depressed, you know, I was trying to think how lonely and solitary some of these people felt, you know, just like awful. Whether it be
prisoners of their own mind.
Prisoners and the psych stuff and the plague victims and all the stuff. It's just terrible. But
real quick, I want to say, I think this is one up or the only topic or place that we've talked about that nothing was positive. Like nothing. Like even all the asylums and nothing. Sanatoriums, they start out good and they did good things and then it turned bad.
Yeah.
This place was just right off the bat. Just nothing bad. Good.
Yeah.
Just bad.
Oh, you got the plague?
Yeah.
Come with me.
Yeah, exactly.
We have an island for you.
I mean, there's nothing.
Napoleon
nothing
tried to positive. Destroy stuff there.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to say that.
No, it's
good. For the record.
It's a true story. And now they don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole there.
Yeah, right.
Except for now there's some park systems now, right? They're getting all that. The greenery, but.
The greenery.
All right. I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's home to me, and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, where the city sleeps, and I'm the only one, and I walk alone. I walk alone. I walk alone. You know, we all know it if we've heard it right, which most of us have. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there would find me. Till then, I walk alone. I'm walking down the line that divides me somewhere in my mind on the borderline of the edge and where I walk alone. Read between the lines. What's effed up and everything's all right. Check my vital signs to know I'm still alive and I walk alone. So I walk alone. I walk alone. We know. Walk this empty street on this boulevard of broken dreams where the city sleeps and I'm the only one and I walk alone. Ta-da. So yeah.
Walk this way.
Oh, that's a different
whole other thing.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. Good stuff. I like that.
Yeah. Well, that was good. That was fitting.
Yeah.
Went darker. Sorry. I could have lightened it up. You're right. I didn't.
I thought you'd lighten it up, but no.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
The beat holder.
If I would have said dark side, he'd be like, no, I'm going to lighten it up a little bit. Son of a gun.
That's last week when you guys were all like, oh, it's got to be dark side. Even William's like, yeah, it's dark side. And I'm like, no, I'm going to go light side. Yeah. I was going to go light side for my son.
Nope. I just don't have the
I'm
feel
hard
anymore.
To read anymore. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm just not putting out the vibe.
It's a trick. Every magician has his trick.
I don't have even.
He has one ready for both.
You think that's true, but I
and
don't.
And he waits.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee he has two. Yeah.
He got it wrong. You got it right. So.
Well, you got to
choose one.
Who do I like more today? I don't have two, though. Sometimes I do. And then I'm like, ooh, I'm going to go this way. But
is there a third option?
I've already made up my mind way before we get to this.
Well, he did pull a hybrid.
Yeah, he's done a hybrid a couple of times.
I try not to do that anymore because I'm like, that's not really fair.
That's not, no, it's not fair at all. It's not hybrid.
You're like, I'm going to guess hybrid today. No, those are hard to find.
All right. Anyway, moving on. Shout outs. Nate, do you have any shout outs this week you want to give?
Shout out.
My leg hurts. Ow.
This is sort of a big one, but, the band Tropidelic.
Tropidelic.
Yep.
I like the name.
They're from Cleveland. And this is the third year they do a music festival over in Ohio called Everwild Festival.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of reggae rock bands and rappers and all sorts of music. 3 days, and it was a blast. We had the privilege of going this year.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Nice.
So, yeah, they did a good job. It's a big task, and they do it well.
So they kind of like us when we do our live shows.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a big deal.
Get the right people, you know, in charge, and,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
set it all up. Yeah, yeah,
there you go. Tropadelic. Yeah. I like that name. It's cool.
So,
everybody had fun.
So, yeah, shout out for giving us some entertainment for a few days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Music's always good entertainment, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Sean, shout outs?
What did you want to do?
No, go ahead.
So we went to dinner with Pete, Tanya, and Todd and I, and then Nate, since he was at the music festival, did not get to come, but we went to Bubba's on last Friday night.
Saturday. Could have come and then just gone back
Saturday.
To the festival.
No, it was Saturday night. I'm sorry. It was the night of the plague, the apocalyptic plague, right? Where it was like rain and rain.
Flood.
I was like,
man, that's
I may Saturday. Not be able to get out of here Saturday night. Yeah.
Yeah, so our street flooded.
Bree was, so we had a great waitress and took good care of us. And then Bree came and she was the manager. Oh,
like the cheese?
That she is.
Okay, yeah.
No. Bree the manager, excuse me.
We actually had a server, a male server.
I said female, didn't I? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure.
He was good.
He was good, yes. Not sure.
I don't know his name, but.
I don't remember it either. That's right, yeah.
But, so if he listens, just, you know, if he listens, then I want to
forgive
make sure.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were good, whoever you were. Blonde haired, that's all I remember. Yeah.
That's yes.
Okay, continue.
But Bree is the manager. She came up, make sure we were all happy and mm-hmm. everything was good and everything. So we were sitting there talking and she's like, "What's that you got there?" And you had the picture that I'd given you. Michael Myers, yep.
Yeah.
And so we started talking about things creepy, and then we have a podcast, believe it or not.
I said,
Tanya's over there, she's laughing. She's like, this happens to him a lot, doesn't it? Yes, it does all the time. He didn't have a card, though. It was in the car.
Yeah, I didn't, in
so
my
I,
wallet.
She took a picture of the logo, and then we were talking about the podcast. And she was telling us about Hannah House that she went to, and she mm-hmm. did an investigation. And she got something.
They were walking away outside.
And she said she felt something pulled her back and it ripped her shirt, but there was nothing behind her. And we're
wow.
like, "Wow, that's wild!"
And the group she was with, they said, "Oh, did you trip?" She's like, "No, I went backwards. If I was going to trip, mm-hmm. I would, you know." Mm-hmm. She's like, "I was pulled.
She
back
fell backwards,
wow. like yeah. yanked, jerked. Yeah,
like that's
like forcefully." Yeah, you know? I'm like, "That's pretty wild."
And then she left, and then she came back, and she goes, "Oh my gosh, I totally." She's like, "I went back and was talking to them about your podcast in the back," and she goes, "They said, did you tell them it's haunted here at Bubba's?" And I was like, "Nuh-uh," you know. And she, what was the mean little old lady, the ghost? There was the first week it was open, mm-hmm. she had a heart. She came in, she sat down, and had a heart attack. And they don't think she ever left.
She said right there where that ramp is.
Yeah.
Like it was right where we.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's like, "We haven't been here ramp. too long," but she's like, you know, it's. She said that. What is it? The tea maker goes off and all these different like
Can't
things,
remember.
Lights go on and
yeah,
off
yeah.
TVs. And
yeah,
she said,
TV goes off.
Cause we're like, well, how do you know she's mean? She's like, she just does all this stuff. That's so frustrating. And like stuff that we don't need done, you know?
So I mean, I felt like, bad that poor lady died, but
yeah.
Yeah.
So she's, I guess things happen.
Little mean old lady that haunts there.
A lot of, poltergeist. So shout out to Bree.
To Bree. Yes.
And
our
two Bubbas.
Yeah, Bubbas.
Bubbas
and our waiter, not our waitress. Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking waitress.
And Avon. Bubbas and Avon. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure
we
get that plug.
We went for lunch the next day, and that's when I had the female. I was trying to, we had stacks, and a bunch, we all went after church, and we took Brooklyn and Braden. That's where I was thinking. I was like, no, that was stacks, not Bubbas.
Hmm. Yeah, but
I go out too much, don't I?
But no, we told her that we're a couple of episodes ahead, so, you know, she'll have to listen to, like, I don't, you know, I said about 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
So
I thought it was really nice that she came back and was like, and it's haunted too, by the way.
Yeah. No, it was really, really cool. Interesting. Yeah. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. I have another shout out.
Oh, you did.
Totally spaced it.
This is about Brie cheese, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
jogged your memory.
On our way home, we're hungry and Rachel did not want fast food. I didn't want fast food either. So she's like, try and find somewhere to eat, like a Cracker Barrel or something like that. Well, I found this over in Ohio. I can't remember what exit. Oh, it's the exit where the Buc-ee's is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go north on that road, There's a little old little diner restaurant called Melodies. So M-E-L, I think, D-O-O, and D-E-E. They're all with a hyphen in between them.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, you know, they have like staffs with music notes and stuff.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Melodies.
That's cool.
And they have a broasted chicken, which is broasted. What I had.
Okay.
It's
nice.
Do you know what broasted chicken is?
I've heard of it. I've not had it.
It's... Did you ever have the fried chicken at Gray's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's broasted.
Oh.
It's if I remember correctly, it's deep fried, but it's like a pressure cooker deep fryer. So that they can
I've
do
had
a
the,
lot
I've had the
fast.
Chicken at Gray's, yeah.
And so I got the broasted chicken lunch or dinner, and it was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
They make homemade loaves of bread, so you get
oh.
bread, like cut inch thick, like Texas toast style.
Man, now you're making
it was good. The boys got burgers.
Oh.
It was all good.
Melodies.
Melodies. Okay.
Melodies. Melodies. We'll have to remember that.
So if you're going down 70 in Ohio and you're hungry,
go find Melodies.
Find the Buc-ee's and go north, and Melodies is on the right.
Okay.
Nice.
Good shout out.
Roasted chicken.
Yeah. Were you done with your shout outs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've got a shout out. I promised I would give them a shout out this week. And I'll tell them which episode to listen to if they want to listen. So I have been in contact in the last 2 weeks with a husband and wife here in Indianapolis, Kurt and Diana. They own Indie Crime Tours, Indie Crime Tours, here in Indianapolis, Indiana. So I did a screenshot because they have kind of like a write up, and then I'll give out the website. So take my glasses off so I can read. So it says, explore Indy's dark side. Step into the shadows of Indianapolis's past with Indie Crime Tours, where history and intrigue collide. Our unique bus tours take you on a captivating journey through the city's most infamous crime scenes, guided by seasoned police officers who have patrolled the streets of the Circle City. Each tour offers an insider's perspective as our knowledgeable guides share their real-life stories, firsthand accounts, and the facts of historical crime events, shedding light on the mysteries and events that have shaped our city. From notorious criminals to unsolved cases, you'll discover the darker side of Indianapolis in a way you've never experienced before. Whether you're a history buff, a true crime enthusiast, or just looking for a unique outing, Indie Crime Tours promises an engaging experience that will leave you with stories to tell. Buckle up and get ready to explore the events that dominated the headlines, as well as some of the city's hidden tales. I love that write-up. So go check out Indie Crime Tours, and you can look up their website at indiecrimetours.com. They are doing now, I messaged Kurt because I told him we hadn't talked since we did 2 weeks ago. I was just checking in, and I said, hey, I'm going to give you a shout-out on our recording. And he's super nice. He said, oh my gosh, I appreciate that. I guess they used to do a ghost tour in New Orleans. And I think maybe another city. I could be wrong. So, Kurt, if you do listen to this, I apologize. But I know he said New Orleans. So it sounds fun. Very interesting. I love, I like the true crime.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And now they're doing, and they do it on like the south side. Mm-hmm. They had one Speedway on the west side, downtown Indy. They meet at the Slippery Noodle.
Mm.
And then the north side, I think, drawing a blank. But you can look up indiecrimetours.com and it tells. But anyway, also, they just started trivia. So I think that's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you can do trivia. So they're really doing, this is a new business for them. I hope they're successful. I hope, they get the business. I want to check it out.
And
I know.
Who liked the trivia part?
Huh?
Pete.
Oh yeah,
Pete and Nicole.
No, yeah. I do love trivia.
I do too.
So go check out Indie Crime Tours. Kurt and Diana.
What mobster whittled a gun?
Dillinger.
Out of a stick.
Dillinger.
That was yeah.
A piece of soap.
He did.
Wood. Yeah. No, it was wood. But yeah.
Yeah. So give them go check out their tours, mm-hmm. their bus tours, and do trivia. If it's I think it's Tuesday nights. But like I said, all the info is on their website. So I wanted to give them a shout out.
That's very cool.
Seems super nice. Kurt's, we messaged like a couple weeks ago on a Sunday, we're going back and forth. I told him about our podcast. He was telling us, mm-hmm. or telling me about their tour and what they did in the past in other states. So I hope it really does work out for them. So, you know, if they get the business. And so I wanted to give him a shout out.
We like Super Nice, so we'll take Super
Nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and he was very appreciative of us. You know, I said, well, yeah, we'll, you know, give a shout out on the podcast. And then I said, we'll, you know, post it on our Facebook group. So mm-hmm. we can get the word out to help them out. We will do that. So anyway, that is my shout out. Shout out to all the kids, teachers, and parents for their first day of school.
Absolutely.
Or if it was last week. Yeah. Hope it goes well. Hope
talk
it's
a, about mental health awareness, right?
Yeah.
For all of them.
Yeah. No kidding. So
get over it.
Nate says, suck it up.
I don't mean, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to, but the texts have returned, you know, which I know they started, you know, like.
The what?
Texts
from the school.
Oh, you know, Sean, daily. I almost said that to you.
I know.
I got a text and an email, two of them, and I was like, here we go.
Here we go again. Yeah. And I appreciate the
communication. I know, but I don't need a text and an email. Just one of the
stage five clearance. Yeah.
I'm going to see one. I'm going to see it.
I know.
But that's fine.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. We love you. We love you, Plainfield.
We do.
All right. That's my shout outs. We have a sponsorship, Nate. Hey, Creepies. Do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Marka Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you so much, Scott and Corey, for your sponsorship. And we love Greenwood Happy Haunts, and we love you guys.
We do.
Debatable.
Oh, Nate, now.
Don't start that. Don't you start that.
Listen to this guy. He's already starting.
I saw Corey.
Already.
I gave Scott and Corey both of the copies, the hardcover and the soft for the children's book, and I've been meaning to get it to him and signed it.
And they threw him in the trash.
They threw him in the trash. Yeah,
you
right
mean
in the trash.
This book?
That book right there. Yeah, that lovely thing. And so I just wanted an excuse to get away from the craziness of what I do anyway. And so I told Corey that. I was like, I'm gonna use the bathroom. I'm gonna look around, you know. And I got some for William for being on the show, some for you guys, some for myself.
What did you get, William?
It's that one. It's let's go watch horror movies. It's like, let's, you know, it's the popcorn and all that stuff, you know, let's go see the movies, but it's like horror version. And it showed most of the it's like five or six horror characters, and they were on our list that we talked about with him. So but yeah. And then I think I told you that we started watching, he's watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre now.
Yeah.
And he's watched Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
So he wanted to start with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original, the OG. And, he liked it a lot because at the end he goes, Dad, is that it? And I'm like, what more do you want?
That's like, a great ending. I mean,
you've met the crazy family.
Yeah.
She's full of blood and she's the girl that
she escapes
away.
And he's going crazy with the chainsaw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What happened to that semi? No, he's gone. he liked that. And then Hellraiser was good though too. He liked that. So because you had told him, you're like, oh, it's a solid one. You should watch that one, William. So
he has seen Jeepers Creepers. I think he said
no. He needs.
He needs to see that.
Yep,
okay,
he has to see one. That one too. Yep.
Yeah.
He wants to see the Shining and Silence of the Lambs and all that kind of stuff too. So.
Yep. Well, he's a lot older than I was when I saw some of those. I'm like, good grief.
It didn't seem to bother him at all. I told him, I said, you want to watch some cartoons or something after? And he goes,
well, no, not
he
14
goes,
year old.
But... He goes, no, Dad. He's like, I'm fine. I'm not a wuss. And I'm like, well, I kind of need to. And he's like, he goes, we'll watch Disney next time or watch Mickey Mouse cartoons. I was like, well, as long as you understand.
I was 9 and 10 when I watched The Shining and The Exorcist and whatever else. Oh, my gosh. Scared me to death. So, but anyway, we love Scott and Corey.
We do.
No matter what Nate says. Mm-hmm. And we do appreciate your sponsorship. So, Sean.
Yes.
Second announcements, please.
I got them over here. Follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. It's going to be soon enough. It's going to be sweatshirt weather. Get you a Mako sweatshirt.
Sweater weather.
Coffee mug.
That's right.
or whatever. It's still, and it's still warm out. T-shirt, mm-hmm. it's fine, you know. So mm-hmm. whatever, get you, you know,
guitar.
Be the cool kid.
Guitar pick when they come back in.
Yeah, yeah, you know, they're out.
Out of stock. Darn.
I was kind of bummed about that, but
yeah.
Yeah, get you some Mako merch. Go get you some. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Sean. Nate, it is your turn to help us get out of here.
You know what's great about lobotomies?
What is great about lobotomies?
No brain, no headache.
No.
That's a wrap.
I suppose.
There's some logic. There's some logic there.
Yeah. Yeah. I.
Dark. Yeah. Dark logic.
Dark
logic, nonetheless.
Okay, I'll go with it. I'll allow it. Mm-hmm.
Have to, right?
Yeah, I guess. All right. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 281 and our discussion on Paveglia Island. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.